This story is about enabling a student to have ownership of her learning and how it motivates her to go beyond the classroom, beyond the assignment.
I had a chance to work with Educational Video Center. I don't know how many of you know EVC. Mm-hmm. Well, you should know EVC. And they actually started at Satellite. I started as a paraprofessional, and then yada, yada, yada. He had his own place, and they won Emmys. And basically, kids would go half a day a week, a half a day every day for a term, and work collectively to identify an issue, a social issue. It had to meet certain criteria of social responsibility, social issue, and concern to them, and they would do a documentary. And this one particular one, so I was not only were they housed in the school for a while, but I was on the board of directors or something like that. So that's where my extent of involvement ends. But it was a very democratic organization. And this group of kids decided to do one on this house on Second Avenue. And it was, I think it's called Second Avenue. And this girl was saying that, you know, she's East Harlem and the house is really a mess and the landlord doesn't take care of it. And they said, great, housing is a good thing to do. So they, and I'm seeing this at the presentation of the premiere where they're telling the story about what happened. And you see the video and they go there and it's you know, a mess. It's rats, the water doesn't work, it's like peeling paint and it's just a horror show. And nobody in the building spoke English. And the girl who lived there, who was a shy little kid, had to broker the video makers and her fellow students had to broker the tenants being willing to talk to these kids. So you saw her negotiating. They had some of it on tape. And they ultimately spoke with them, and the kids had done their research, and they said, you know, the landlord can't get away with this. Go down to whatever office it was. So cameras followed the tenants down to the office, and they go to some city agency, and it's like, doesn't happen. You know, and the story doesn't end, but the term ends. And so the video comes to an end. But they continue to tell a story. I can't tell a story without crying. So this girl, who's this shy little girl, when the video starts, is this young woman with presence 6 months later. And they organized the tenants, and they got the building away from the landlord. It was amazing. Transformational for that kid, transformational for the people in the building. It was astounding.